little sloppy up here. It's the last night we're at home. Before I keep toasting, everybody in the back so good, I can see it from here. I mean, there's people up in the very... And I don't remember this room ever actually sounding as good as it sounded tonight. And between you and the crew, we want to thank our crew. And Mudhoney wants to thank our crew, and our crew wants to thank Mudhoney. It sounded really good if you had a basketball team in here too. And that guy, he just got married. Who did he get married to? Yourself. It's a same-sex marriage. He married himself. Oh, no, he married a nice young lady. Good for you. Personally, I think the other guy is cuter. That's all right. Oh, no, that's the guy. Yeah, you got the right one. Sorry. Hey Jeff, he's got a random hat on too. That's random. Well, thank you all for coming. I know it was under the auspices of us playing our the last show of the tour, but the real reason we tried to gather here today was to celebrate the 1-year anniversary of the legalization of marijuana in the state of Washington. Happened. It's all fine. It was always fine. The only drawback is now that it's legal in Washington, you get used to it being legal. And then whenever you travel, you forget that it's not legal because it just seems very, very normal. And there are some places that still look down on that kind of thing, so you better be fucking careful every time you... Let's say go to other places. Just be careful. Don't go to Singapore with pot, right, Jeff? Sorry, that wasn't pot, it was mushroom. But, statute of limitations, I think you're clear, brother. And also, we're here to say, listen. The 1-year anniversary of the legalization of same-sex marriage in the state of Washington. And again, the rest of the country and the rest of the world, whoever wants to check in, look what happened. Nothing. It's beautiful. Where there's no problems whatsoever. And our kids get it, and the grandparents get it, even the Republicans are starting to get it. There were Republicans and even people that were getting it before, now they're... But I guess the whole point of that little thing, this is how you end up having 4-hour shows because of this little bit, right? But seriously, isn't it fantastic to be part of a city and a community and a group and a part of the world that is on the right side of history? This one's by an incredibly inspirational guy. We heard him through the records, and he helped change our minds early. He helped me understand what intolerance was and understand that tolerance was a better way. And of course, I'm talking about Lou Reed from the Velvet Underground.